Now, I've actually tasted goji berries. I'm certainly not going to wait years and years for my own crop to get ready. So what do you suggest?
Well, I suggest that you just go ahead and start eating them now. You know, goji berries are yummy. Most people think they're yummy. They are small and red, about the size of a raisin, but actually different goji berries differ in size, just as different blueberries differ in size, or any kind of fruit does. You know, there are about four great grades that they actually name, and those are mostly according to size. The ones that come from more established plants are usually larger. Those are called super. That's the name of the grade of berry. However, you know, it doesn't mean that they're the sweetest necessarily. Sometimes the little ones are the sweetest. You can just eat them by the handful. I mean, they're yummy and delicious. Some people aren't so crazy about their taste. They say that it has a nutty taste and something sort of between a cranberry and a cherry and a raspberry. It's a taste like you've never really tasted before.
I find they even have a little bit of a smoky taste to them. And yeah, they do taste kind of, well, exotic.
Yeah, they do. And at first, you know, you taste them and you think, weird, but it grows on you.
It certainly does.
Yeah, and in fact, I know a teenager, in fact, who says, that first berry I eat every day, I don't like it, and after that, I can't stop shoving them in my mouth. I just love them. And you know, it's not just teenagers. I mean, even little children, very young, two-year-old, they love these berries. They're pretty much like a tonic, the best I can tell. They're just good for so many things in your body, and I think that's because they really boost the immune system.
Speaking of which, what are they all good for?
You know, when you read the list of things that people say goji berries are good for, it's pretty unbelievable. Now, Mike, you know, I'm not a health professional myself, but I do know what they do for me, and I know many of the stories, so many of what they do for other people. My customers are always calling and telling me amazing stories. And I'll just give you a few examples of what people say. They say that they promote healthy eyesight, for one. Anything that's wrong with your eyes, they seem to be able to help with. Another thing
that's important.
It's really important. Another is circulation and blood.
Now, that's so really important.
Yeah, so any kinds of blood problems, including high blood pressure, it'll really help with. It also reduces anemia, by the way, having plenty of iron in them. They protect your liver.
Yeah, in this modern age where there's all kinds of toxins in the environment, having a healthy liver is really important.
Absolutely. Like I say, they really strengthen the immune system. Another thing people report is that it remedies diabetes.
I'd say that I understand that diabetes continues to be a growing problem as people get older. And there's more and more sugar in everything.
That's true. So that the natural sugars, which are known as polysaccharides, and are very special polysaccharides that are found in goji berries, really support a healthy lining in the gut. They lower pH. They enhance mineral absorption and stabilize blood sugar levels. So these are great polysaccharides. They also reduce the chance of colon cancer, by the way.
So these aren't just any kind of sugar. These are actually healthy sugars.
Absolutely. And fiber. Good fiber, too. They even get rid of tinnitus, if you can believe that, Mike. They also help with hormonal issues for both men and women. If you're a woman, they'll help you with both PMS. They'll help you if you're pregnant with morning sickness. And they also help with menopause. So what don't they help with? Now, with men, think about that for a minute. They improve sperm production, and believe it or not, they seem to enhance sexual performance.
Right. Mick Jagger is interested in that.
I've heard some people call goji berries, now I don't want to embarrass anybody here, but they call them fruit Viagra. Can you believe that?
That's funny.
But, you know, I really like them for myself because of the huge burst of energy that they give me. Now, it's not like coffee. It's never a jittery kind of energy, but it gives you lots and lots of energy. But, you know, that's another thing. You probably want to not eat them in the evening because they might keep you awake at night. That's happened to me a few times. I put them on what I was eating at night, and wow, I was alert, awake, full of energy all night. I'd really prefer to sleep. But, you know, if you have them in the morning and throughout the day, they are actually going to help you sleep better at night. So it really works well on insomnia.
That sounds like a really good tip.
Now, also, people say it helps you with your heart and it helps with your skin to clear up all sorts of issues. You know, you really start to wonder, what doesn't it help with, Mike?